You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to episode number 279 of Locked On Raptors for Friday, February 16th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of LockedOnRaptors.com and RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter at WoodleySean. Show's on Twitter as well at Locked On Raptors. You can find links to every single episode. Of course, Locked On Raptors is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, which hosts team-focused shows for all 30 NBA teams, as well as Locked On Fantasy with Josh Lloyd and Locked On NBA with David Locke. And you can find those all together, as always, on the Locked On NBA iTunes channel, a great resource if you want to check out the local angle for all the big stories going on around the league. And if you find a show that you like, if you find a host that you dig, make sure you subscribe to the show separately on their own iTunes page, and you can do that with us. Find Locked On Raptors on iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review. It takes no time at all, and it's very helpful. It makes all of our lives easier. It makes us more visible, makes us more popular, helps people discover the show, and those are all good things for the ego, so please do that, and appreciate it in advance. All right, on today's show, there's nothing going on with the Raptors. It's Friday before the All-Star break, so we're going to talk about the All-Star break a little bit with return guest whose appearance on the Mailbag podcast a couple weeks ago was just a resounding success. It's Adithya. How's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going, Sean? What's going on, guys?
Pretty good. Happy to have you back. I don't really have a direction for this, so we'll just talk about All-Star weekend, I suppose. Are you an All-Star fan? Are you a connoisseur? Like, what's your sort of method for watching the weekend?
I'm one of those people where it started semi-ironically and quickly turned into sincere appreciation of the, or I guess mostly sincere appreciation of the slub game.
Right.
You know, there's always a lot of drama there. That's one of the highlights of the entire weekend, man. I mean, second to none, even.
Yeah, I can't say I ever watched the celebrity game live, I don't think. I was in the, like when the game was here in Toronto, I was like producing a radio show in the convention center right next to where they were holding the game, and I think we had people come over. I think Blake Murphy came over at halftime to give a little update on what was going on. But that was about it. It's not really my thing. I'm looking at the list of players who are on it, and like on first glance, it's like not that big a deal. Like there aren't that many huge names. I think Team Clippers is somehow far more stacked than Team Lakers is. On Team Lakers, you've got Caleb McLaughlin, who is one of the kids on Stranger Things. You got Jerry Ferrara from Entourage. Someone named Rachel DeMita from NBA 2K TV. I don't know who that is. Nick Cannon, who I think is just the most milquetoast TV personality in the world. Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers. I don't know who Chris Wu is. Should I know who Chris Wu is? What would I know him from?
I have no clue, but it's I'm looking at the roster too, and if I had to guess, probably a YouTuber.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Sterling Brim, and what is Ridiculousness? Because he is apparently the co-host of a show called Ridiculousness, which is one of the worst names I've ever heard for any form of entertainment.
Jesus. Sterling Brim. Sounds like something you'd say to Carmelo Anthony's hats.
And the podcast is over. Thanks for coming on, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.
Hang on. Chris Wu is Canadian, apparently.
Really?
Chinese Canadian actor, singer, and model. Former member of South Korean/Chinese boy band EXO.
Huh.
And he is 6'2", which I guess would put him on the taller side for the celeb game.
Yeah, most celebrities are pretty short, I think. What's the Sir Winston Churchill Secondary School? Where the hell is that? That is in... Oh, it's in Vancouver. Okay. Never mind. I thought that might be near me. It is not. Yeah, Chris Wu. Okay, that's a new person. I don't know who Sterling Brim is.
I just Googled Sterling Brim.
Yeah.
Sterling Stilo Brim.
Yes.
Other name, Dr. Trill. Age 29 from Chicago.
All right. I don't know who he is. I guess they have the celebrity bump with Justin Bieber on that team, if he shows up. I can't imagine he really cares about this. It's such an indignity that Nate Robinson has to play in the celeb game. That is truly depressing.
And Candace Parker, too.
Yeah. I feel weird about the women being, like, the WNBA players being thrown into this game. Like, they're so far ahead of everyone else. It doesn't really seem right. Team Clippers is a little bit more... stacked, I guess. Although I don't know who Miles Brown, Brandon Armstrong, or Dasha Polanco are. But I'm sure anyone who's a social media star, as Brandon Armstrong is, I'm just a lost cause. I'll never know. Orange is the New Black is where Dasha Polanco's from. Which character is she from that? Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know who that character is. So the first, but then they have Flea, who is like, it's LA, so of course Flea's there. Andre DeGrasse, who is probably my pick to be MVP, a good Canadian boy, Olympic sprinter, the second fastest man alive. Jamie Foxx, of course. Bubba Watson, who, I hate Bubba Watson a lot. Common, Paul Pierce, gross. Jason Williams, that's fun. White Chocolate, Stephanie Dolson from the WNBA, Win Butler, who wins MVP every year, and then Quavo. That's a more celeb-stacked team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like, I'm on SB Nation breakdown, but it looks like Paul Pierce and Common are assistant coaches for Katie Nolan. And the other team is Rachel Nichols and assistant coaches Tracy McGrady and Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Why isn't Michael B. Jordan playing? That seems weird.
I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he just didn't feel like sweating. He's like big enough now that he gets to opt out, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, don't sleep on Win Butler, you know?
He's
been in a slump game before, hasn't he?
He's won the MVP, I think, twice before. He won it in Toronto for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are other, like, rock band artists that you could probably have instead of Win Butler every year. But hey, I guess he likes his spot in there.
Jamie Foxx. We got him too.
What is it you like about the celebrity game? I just find it's like incredibly forced, but you are a connoisseur of it, so give me the pitch.
I guess the idea for me, you know, you go in knowing it's going to be terrible basketball, but you just, and honestly, even the all the little sideline banter and stuff they have going on in the game is not great either. But I guess it's like when you're in the gym waiting for the next game to start, and you can appreciate just truly terrible, god awful basketball.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully there's usually a couple of opportunities for Schadenfreude.
Right.
Am I pronouncing that right? I think I am.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm looking at these rosters, man. I have a feel. I mean, in the celeb game, you know, always comes down to coaching. That's what everyone says. Coaching and defense wins celebrity game championships. But, I mean, even with Paul Pierce on the Clippers sideline here, I don't know. I don't think he can sabotage this roster enough.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't get on the floor at any point, which, you know, is you never know in celeb games. I always pull these weird stunts. I think one year they had Kevin Hart pulled off his whatever coach's I think he was coach that one year.
Yeah, and that was Toronto. That happened in Toronto.
Thing at halftime.
Yeah.
And then he came in and played. Did they give him the MVP that year too?
No, that was Ben Butler. He ended up winning.
Okay.
It. But I think he was he was like coaching with Drake or something like that, or against Drake, and then he started playing. Yeah, I remember that. I recall it vaguely.
Right. There's no Kevin Hart on these rosters now that we met, now that we're talking about it. So
well, that was going to be my next question: is what are the odds that Kevin Hart appears in this game? Because I feel like they're pretty high.
I would say 85%. It's not worth betting on because you're not. I mean, you're not going to make much money back. The odds are going to be really, really short. I think. Short, right? I'm not a betting person, if you couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about betting terms either, except for over-under. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The celebrity game. It's a thing. Do you have a pick for who's going to win? I guess Team Clippers you have to go with?
Yeah, I mean, you've got... I'm pretty sure Jamie Foxx is good at basketball, too. And then otherwise, you've got Win Butler, obviously.
Yeah.
And... I like that team, man. As long as Paul Pierce doesn't get on the floor and ruin them like he did the actual Clippers when he was on the floor, they're a lock.
I think like White Chocolate being in this game is a big bonus to Team Clippers as well. Like, if we're going former NBA players as, like, the ringers, Nate Robinson, not really doing it for me compared to Jason Williams. So, yeah, I think I'm going Team Clippers as well.
With the celeb game, I think you have to approach from the angle of who is going to be the most disappointing or just like be the worst player on the floor relative to what you might have expected for them or even just in general? Like,
right.
You know, most some years it's been Wale. I believe he's a multiple-time winner of that dubious honor. honestly, this is just a hunch, but I have a feeling Quavo is going to disappoint, at least among like people who people know, people are tuning in will recognize.
I feel like there's no way Bubba Watson's any good at basketball. Like, he's a golfer. He's probably going to wear his stupid visor on the court. It's going to look terrible. I bet he's a lefty, though, because he is a lefty playing golf. So maybe that's like he'll add a little sort of flavor to his game. But no, I think he's going to be very bad. I can't see a golfer being any sort of athletic. But, I mean.
How old is he?
Bubba Watson. Let's look this up. Bubba Watson is.
See how his beer belly is.
He's 39.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, just look at him. There's no way he's like ever been on a basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like the.
I'm looking at his face right now. Like, this is a man who will be dirty for no good reason.
He'll be the Aaron Baines of this game.
He's going to throw a straight elbow at the Stranger Things kid, and his scale's going to erupt.
Yeah, he'll be like Kelly Olynyk, just like unable to control his bodily functions and will injure people in the process. Yeah, that makes sense.
Butler is what Kelly Olynyk aspires to be on the basketball court. And in hair.
Oh, man. Let's move on to the Rising Stars game, shall we?
Let's go.
The big thing in Toronto this week, to bring that into the Raptors angle of this podcast, is that
ridiculous.
There are no Raptors in this game. Honestly, people are getting way too angry about it, and with every injury replacement, there's just been an added layer of intense anger that I think makes less and less sense. It's like, yeah, like, let's get angry about Fred VanVleet not being the fifth injury replacement. It's like, okay. Autoplay videos. I hate CBS.com. I love our friend James Herbert, but God, CBS is terrible for pop-ups. Anyway, I lost the roster now because of that. Anyway, there's no Raptors on this team. What is your opinion on none of the five young Raptors being on this team? Because, like, I get it to a certain extent. None of them are, like, super sexy. None of them are, like, carrying high usages for the team. I think Fred VanVleet's the highest scorer, like 8 points a game. Like, a lot of these guys are really freaking good. I mean, Joel Embiid's in this game for some reason. Jamal Murray's, like, excellent. He's got a high usage rate for Denver. He's been a big part of their success. Donovan Mitchell, obviously, is carrying the Jazz pretty much by himself, along with Rudy Gobert. Like, the guys in this game, it makes sense that they're in this game. The Raptors guys, like, I don't even know who you would pick among them as, like, the guy you would say, like, yeah, he should be in the game above everyone else on the team. So I think it was just kind of like they're cannibalizing each other's votes. I know it's not, like, a voting thing, but I feel like the indecision that those guys must create is probably the reason they're not on the team, even though maybe they should be.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this, like, they've got a breakdown with all the stats out. I mean, it just looking at raw, they're probably the voters or whoever decided, just look at the raw numbers, honestly.
Yeah.
Just look like, I mean, even guys you'd be like, hey, one of the Raptors should be in over this guy, like Taurean Prince or Dylan Brooks. Like, Taurean has 12-5, Dylan Brooks 9-3. So I get, from that perspective, you know, it's I'm sure you can tell people don't even put a lot of thought into their actual All-Star voting. I'm sure the rookie, the Rising Stars game is going to be even worse in that regard.
Mm.
But yeah, like with the Raptors, I mean, it is definitely a little outlandish that none of them made it. I mean, you can't argue that any one of them should be definitively in, but it's also surprising that they didn't get one person in. But I guess here you don't get Rising Stars appearances based on team success, unlike the actual All-Star game.
Yeah. I think
OG would have been the most like logical candidate in terms of people that other people would have recognized and actually voted in.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think it would be Pascal, OG, or Poeltl who would probably have the inside track because, like, the Team USA team is pretty stacked. Like, it's really good. There are not many guys you can really quibble with. Maybe De'Aaron Fox maybe his numbers aren't really what, you know, you want from, like, I think, like, his numbers are very comparable to Fred VanVleet, for example. Like, John Collins has been pretty good for the Hawks, so I don't really see him being the odd man out. Like, all those guys have a very good case to be there. With the world roster, it's a little trickier. So, like, I think with Siakam being from Cameroon, Poeltl from Austria, and OG from England, like, I think any one of those guys could have had a case over, like, Frank Ntilikina, for example. But Ntilikina is on the Knicks. But, again, like, he's not putting up the numbers that either of those guys are, and the Knicks are a 22-win team, and the Raptors are already at 41-16. And then, like, Dylan Brooks...
I definitely think these are just based on raw production. That's all the voters here would have looked at.
It has to be. And, like, Dylan Brooks, I guess, would be, the very obvious one. But even he's been, like, a useful and, like, kind of prominent player on a very crappy team. So, like, I get it.
Nine points, three rebounds, 45 and 37 shooting splits.
Yeah, like he's not any great shakes, but he's, I mean, it's hard to quibble. He's one of the lone Canadians on the team, so I'm happy with that, I guess. Well, I just don't think Joel Embiid should be in it. I think if you're an all-star, you should not be in it and give the spot to someone else, really.
Yeah.
Like, do the Sixers want him playing in this game?
Probably not, let's be real, but he might, who coaches these? It's like the top assistant from the teams that get the actual all-star game coaches.
Oh, right? I don't know. Is it that?
I think it used to be that.
Okay.
So, I mean, it would be, who's the Raptor, or maybe they'll send Jerry Stackhouse in, right?
It's probably like Rex Kalamian or Nick Nurse then, mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. And then whoever the Rockets guy is.
Is it the Rockets coach?
Yeah.
This year? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Bizdelic. I don't know if that's how you say his name.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I have not researched who is coaching the Rising Stars game at all. So.
Dude, these are the big questions. Like, you need to be doing your background work on this.
So who wins this
lack
game?
Lack of preparation shows.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Who wins this game? Because as I mentioned, the U.S. roster is pretty deep, but I think the world roster probably has, like, the top-end talent with Murray, Simmons, Saric, Embiid. Like, they're pretty loaded in terms of, like, their best five, I think. If we're taking this as a serious game in which they care all very much, who are you taking to win?
I mean, I'd go world, just because I feel like Ben Simmons is someone who's even though I don't think Embiid will play a ton,
yeah.
You still got Ben Simmons in there. Sarge, I mean, there's chemistry with them as well. And then Jamal Murray, you know, Jamal Murray has been very, very good this year and fun to watch. And yeah. Laurie, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I forgot about Lowry. I think it'll be the world as well. Even if Embiid doesn't play, like Simmons has this weird All Star chip on his shoulder, so I'm sure he'll try to put up crazy numbers. Like he's probably my pick to win MVP because he'll probably just like try to go for like 25 assists or something like that, just to be like, yep. I should have been an All Star. I'm gonna complain about it forever. You're not an all-star. Like maybe shoot a three, Ben Simmons, and maybe we'll talk.
So wait, who are the injury replacements on the U.S. team? Was Fox and...
I think Prince. Fox and Prince. Okay. Yeah.
Prince was an injury. Okay, huh.
Yeah, because Lonzo's hurt, and is it Brogdon, the other one who's out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can see why Raptors fans, you know, would be aggressively angry about this when they're... on the in their off time when they're taking a break from being mad at ESPN for ignoring them in favor of the Celtics.
Hey man, I've fallen into it this season because I think it's kind of gotten to like troll level ignorance of the Raptors. Like that graphic they posted last night. What's the finals going to be? Like I don't really care. Because, like, just listen to the podcast and you'll get your Raptors coverage. Like, you don't need at ESPN. Like, click on this more. But, yeah, it's gotten to a point where it's kind of ridiculous, just considering the Raptors have, like, double the net rating of the Celtics. And they've...
They're three losses ahead of second place. Like, that is...
Yeah, it's significant.
That's, like, wild to think about.
Yeah. And, like, the Celtics had a 16-game winning streak at one point, and they're still behind. Mm-hmm. Like, the Raptors should definitely be getting talked about more, but, like, also... Taurean Prince is, like, the best player on the Hawks, so, like, none of the Raptors can claim that. And yes, the Hawks are a terrible trash fire, but, like, you know, I understand Taurean Prince getting the nod, and I understand De'Aaron Fox getting the nod, because they both might be the best players on their respective teams. And that's not the Raptors guys' fault. I mean, they're just all... It's more of, like, if you could just throw a unit on there, like, yeah, throw all five of them on a team. Like, they should be a third team. That would be really fun, with Norm Powell as the sixth man and Bebe coming off the bench or whatever, but... that's not how it's going to work, but like I understand there's not the individual sort of gravitas of any one player, and again it's really hard to pick one guy out of those bunch, so I'm fine with it. I'm picking the world team to win, and I'm picking Ben Simmons to go off because he has a weird chip on his shoulder about it. So who do you have for MVP?
MVP? Yeah, I guess I'd go Simmons as well.
Yeah, Jamal Murray won it last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did, yeah.
Did he?
He definitely did. I read that like an hour ago when I was looking stuff up. Yeah.
All right, nice.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
I can't be criticizing you for not doing background work then, huh?
Well, it's part of being Canadian to know when your players win very marginal honors. All right, let's go to Saturday night. look at the right. things here. I did a podcast yesterday with Mitch Robson. We did like a fantasy draft of all the Saturday night events and players. But we can dive into it here. The skills challenge. I don't know what the hell the format's going to be. It changes every year, and it's always like there's always like one glaring issue with the skills challenge format. Like if you just didn't have that, it'd be significantly better. But I'm expecting there to be one glaring flaw, like the if you miss three passes, you can just keep going with your, you know, your obstacle course, and it doesn't matter. Like that's silly to me. But it's bigs on.
Has anyone
bigs.
Ever gamed that? Like where they just whip three balls as quickly as they can?
I think that like, it must have happened. Like I think so. But either way, it's.
I thought last year was last year when they had bigs versus smalls, and it was a boogie was hugging someone.
That was 2 years ago in Toronto. They did bigs versus smalls, and
okay,
so Boogie hugged Towns when Boogie. Towns won. Mm. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah,
maybe last year was Beverly.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. I don't think I watched last year's, to be honest. So I'm not the best person to ask. But this year's skills challenge: Spencer Dinwiddie, Andre Drummond's replacing Kristaps Porzingis, Lou Williams, your boy Al Horford, Joel Embiid, who's just in everything this weekend. He's going to get hurt at some point, probably. Donovan Mitchell, Jamal Murray, and Lauri Markkanen. This is fun. I like this field. It's like a lot of guys carrying over from the rookie game, but that's fine.
It's a really good mix.
Yeah. Do you like the bigs versus smalls format? Do you think it's discriminatory against mediums?
I mean, I don't mind it, you know. I'm a size medium myself when it comes to shirts, so I do empathize with them a little bit, but... No, I think they'll live. It's nice to see Spencer Dinwiddie getting rewarded, by the way, for his whoever started get him into the All-Star Game campaign. I mean, I guess this is as good of a consolation prize as you can get. You know, yeah. Skills Challenge is another one of those marquee events at All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I... yeah, marquee events. Yeah, I miss the shooting stars. I wish that was in place at the Skills Challenge most of the time. That was really fun.
Chris Bosh. They retired it because of Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
It was like my high school fantasy football league, you know. Everyone just folds after peers, you know, just they don't want to challenge him anymore. it'd be great if they had it reinstituted and then they could have brought Bosh out as a surprise.
Yeah, that's like how he makes his return.
Mm-hmm. Be great, a fantastic theater.
He signs a contract with the Raptors at center court afterwards. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. So
Carter watches on glumly from the sidelines.
Oh man, so many reunions that aren't going to happen, but I really wish they would. So looking at the like, you're the police if you root for a small guy to win, right? Like you have to go for the bigs here. Who do you like?
I guess not Al Horford though. You know, I enjoy Al Horford and all, but. You know, he's not someone that you root for as a big.
No,
you got to root for Andre Drummond.
Yeah, he's not going to win, though, because he's not going to hit the three. There's no goddamn way he's going to hit the three. He's taken 25 threes in his career. He's taken 25 threes in his career and made five. There's no way. I don't think he's got it. I think it's Lowry. I'm taking Lowry to win this.
That's a good call.
I think the final's going to be Jamal against Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm going to put my money on Buddy because I feel like it's never someone you expect.
Oh, who's Buddy Hield in for?
He's
replacing Mitchell because Mitchell's in the dunk contest now. I'm looking at the original post on SB Nation. Okay. Yeah. So Donovan Mitchell's in the dunk contest. Buddy Hield is in the skills. That's right.
I just realized Will also got the Dinwiddie treatment here.
Well, yeah, Lou Williams should have been in the three-point contest, which we'll get to in a second. But you're not taking Lou to win this?
He could, but, you know.
Doesn't pass enough?
I don't know how much he's actually, like, you know, caring about this. Maybe he'll sandbag it as a protest for getting left out of the All-Star game.
He'll take his
likable Damian Lillard, in my opinion.
He'll take his three passes at the thing, and then if he misses the third, he'll just keep going until he gets one but won't at a protest. Yeah.
Oh right, these are brackets as well, right? They're not.
Yeah.
They're not time trials.
Yeah, it's a bracket. I'm gonna take Jamal against Lowry in the final. I'm gonna say Markkanen wins.
I guess we could always like try and guess what the bracket, like what the matchups will be.
Yeah. Like who would be the one seed in the small side?
I just left that page. Who are the smalls again? It's Lou, Dinwiddie, Murray, and Heald, right? So it's Lou Will is the one seed. I'd say Dinwiddie's the four seed, so then it'd be Buddy and Jamal.
Yeah, that's fair. And then on the other side, I'd say Horford's probably the very boring one seed. He's Duke being a one seed.
You don't think they're going to give it to Embiid? I mean, there's a chance just out of, like, you know.
Just out of superstardom, yeah. I still think it'll be Horford just because, like, he's the skillsy guy. He's as long as there's I wonder if they have to set a screen at any point during this thing to really show off Al Horford's abilities. Just, like, give him the ball at the elbow and have to find a shooter on the weak side.
Yeah. I'm looking at these previous brackets now to see if that holds up. Last year's Boogie and Kristaps and AD and Jokic. So I guess
that checks out, I think.
Yeah. Boogie, AD, Jokic, Kristaps, because, you know, Jokic's profile didn't get that high.
Yeah.
Year before, looks like Draymond, Towns, Boogie, and AD. I mean, so, yeah, that also checks out. Cat would have been fourth as a rookie.
Yeah.
They would give it. Okay, so if they give it to Draymond as one, they're going to give it probably to, you know, Horford here.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Look at this sleuth thing we're doing here.
Yeah, and I think Drummond has to be the four seed, so it'll be Horford, Drummond, Embiid, Markkanen, I think, probably. Yeah.
Well, you don't think there? I mean, I feel like it seems like just seniority comes into play here a little bit.
Yeah.
Or looks like the rookies seem to get slotted last.
Drummond's bad at shooting though, in most skills. I don't.
That's true.
Yeah,
I that's true. Like
he's the injury replacement. Like, I don't know. I don't see him getting a high seeding here. I'm still gonna stand by it. Jamal against Markkanen in the final, and Markkanen wins. What do you got?
I say Drummond upsets Horford. I'm trying to think if, yeah, but I don't know if he'll make it out of the big bracket, though. He'll get stuck to whoever comes out of Laurie and Embiid.
Drummond upsetting Horford would be delicious. I'm very much hoping that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the three-point contest.
The boring events now.
What's that, sorry?
I said the boring events now.
The three-point contest is boring. I don't think it's good. Everyone is crazy for, make it the last event of the day. No, it sucks. It's not good. It's boring. It's the home run derby, but a little shorter.
The last round can be interesting.
The last round can be fun if there's, like, a close thing, but, like, it's not particularly. It's just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. I think you have to, like, sit through a couple of just rounds of just people shooting before getting to where there's any stakes, like even in the
exactly,
first round,
yeah.
Someone has to hit a certain benchmark.
Exactly. So it's Devin Booker, Wayne Ellington, Paul George, Bradley Beal, Klay Thompson, Tobias Harris, Kyle Lowry, and Eric Gordon. Why is Kyle Lowry in this? Is my first question. I mean, I guess he wanted to redeem himself from the 6 points he put up last year. And honestly, as a Raptors fan going into this, if Kyle comes out of it without a debilitating wrist injury that requires surgery and 6 months on the 6 weeks on the shelf, it's a success. So, like, it really can't get worse than last year's did, but I wish he would just not do it.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris, your Clippers boy here, are you putting your money on him to win?
Probably not.
No.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I've watched more of the Raptors than the Clippers recently, or probably for the whole season, if we're being honest, but don't tell anyone, any Clippers fans that are listening to this.
Only Lucas, probably, as he studies up for his next trivia matchup.
And, you know, I'm his life coach, so he can't say much to me.
Yeah, I don't know, like, it's hard to pick. I mean, Klay Thompson just feels like such a favorite here that, like, it feels boring, but also kind of smart to pick him to win. He's won it before. I mean, Eric Gordon won it last year, but he's not shooting as well this season as he has in the past. And Thompson's stroke is just so quick and pure. It's very Lee Ellis-y. He's just, like, it feels like he kind of has the inside track here. But is there someone that you're looking at as a potential dark horse to upset Clay?
Honestly, I'd keep an eye out for Wayne Ellington. You know, he probably just gets the only person in here who might be really inspired to give a shit because it's, like, his chance to get some recognition, because everyone here, I guess, depending on how you feel about Tobias Harris, like, maybe he also could have some of that going on, but otherwise they're all stars. Some of them are in the All-Star game, or like Eric Gordon, defending champ. So, you know, there's not going to be as much incentive, I guess. You know, they might just be there for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm looking...
I wish they gave JJ Redick a shot to redeem himself from when he was in here a few years ago. He made half of them, like his foot was on the line, and that's why he couldn't get to the second round because of that.
Right.
It was a very Clippers thing to do, even in the three-point shootout.
Josh Smith goes in and kicks JJ's ass in the final.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm looking right now at the graphic from the TNT. It's like the screen grab from when they announced it on the broadcast on SB Nation. And something very strange has come to my attention. So all of the players, they're kind of arranged in behind Clay. Clay's sort of front and center, and everyone's arranged behind him sort of in like a triangle sort of deal. And they're all in their white jerseys. Kyle Lowry is like randomly in front of Tobias Harris and Eric Gordon, not at all in this sort of V formation that the rest of everyone is sort of arranged in. And he's wearing his red jersey. I wonder if there was like a last second replacement. Like, I wonder if they didn't have
Kyle. The coloring looks different, too.
Yeah, I wonder if they had, like, someone other than Kyle in there, and then, I don't know, Kyle called the league office and said, hey, I need to redeem myself. Or perhaps, like, they had, I don't know, Fred VanVleet in there, but then they were like, no Raptors, no young Raptors allowed, so we'll just superimpose Kyle over top of where Fred VanVleet, because, like, VanVleet's kind of short. He could maybe fit in behind where Harris and Gordon are on this picture.
Yeah.
But they just like plopped Lowry in front. Maybe Isaiah Thomas was there. He's just hiding completely behind Kyle Lowry's picture here.
Right. They didn't even have to like try make any fancy stuff to shop him out. They just put a bigger guy on top of him.
Yeah.
But looks like Devin Booker got, well, he's all the way in the left corner, but they shoved Wayne Ellington behind him.
Yeah.
So him and Paul George, Devin Booker and Paul George are even, and Wayne Ellington is behind them. But that, you know, maybe, you know, Wayne Ellington is not a big name guy. You know, the photographers aren't taking photos from all the time, so maybe they only had his what looks like a media day photo to work with.
And maybe they were just like tall guys in the back, and Wayne Ellington's slightly taller than Devin Booker, even with Devin Booker's extra couple inches from hair. Like the Lowry thing, like I'm not crazy, right? This seems weird.
It definitely does. Like it also, yeah. Everyone else is in white home jerseys. Lowry's in the road.
Yeah. I need to look into this. It's strange. There's some sort of nefarious something going on underneath this.
I'm opening this image in a new tab and zooming in on it, enhancing.
Yeah. It's like there's like a little like next to Lowry's right arm, there's like a little dark spot. I don't know if that's just Lowry's. It doesn't look like Lowry's hand. And it doesn't look
A weird shadowing.
Yeah,
like
there shouldn't be a space there.
Like the little gray outline along his left or right arm.
Yeah.
Go up looking by Tobias Harris's S.
Yeah. But there's not really similar spacing between any of the other players. So I'm curious what that little thing is. It's
There's like a weird blending in between Lowry's shoulder there and Tobias Harris's.
Yeah. This is highly peculiar to me. This is the important
stuff. This goes straight to the highest levels.
I think so. I don't know what the motivation for this is, but I'm definitely gonna tweet out a screenshot of this.
And, attach it to the podcast pic or whatever the post when you put it on your website.
Yeah.
And I mean, Lowry is put in there looking taller than pretty much everyone else except Paul George as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's up. Yeah, he looks strangely tall. He's 5'11".
All right, so maybe that wasn't Isaiah Thomas back there, maybe it was someone taller. Did anyone get hurt right before the All-Star thing came out?
I mean, Kevin Love, maybe?
There's no Cavs on here. So.
Well, Kevin Love he made the team, but I don't know if he might have gotten hurt before they announced who was participating. Something's up here. Either way, we got to go to the last thing here because I got to go to work shortly. The dunk contest. No Aaron Gordon. He's been replaced by Donovan Mitchell. Yep. Dennis Smith Jr., Larry Nance, and Victor Oladipo. I don't need Victor Oladipo in the dunk contest again. We didn't really pick winners for the three-point contest. I'm just going to take Clay because it's boring. But like Clay versus Ellington in the final seems like a thing to me.
I'm going to go Gordon and... Hang on, who is it again? Clay, Gordon, and Lowry.
I would love so much for Kyle Lowry to win, to overcome this strange conspiracy, to overcome what happened last year, to not injure his wrist while doing it. It would be a really great redemption story and very much in tune with this entire Raptors season. So I'm here for that.
But the rumors, you know how the rumors are going to be. People are going to be saying it's rigged, you know, they put Lowry in as a ringer or something, you know, he got himself inserted last minute,
yeah,
some truth, get the, but you can face that when it comes, you know?
Yeah. Maybe there's like some thing where he's already taped his, like they've already filmed his shooting, like, and they're just going to CGI like a crowd in around him.
His ball's going to have tiny magnets in them.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring out a different rim for him.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
the shots are just going to roll in.
And like, he's, yeah, the broadcast, there'll be like a slight little blip in the broadcast where they'll flip over to the pre-taped Kyle Lowry 3-point contest where he puts up 28 points. And they'll flip it back. Obviously, Kevin Harlan and the crew is in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even know where we're going with this anymore, but
maybe this is the media repaying Toronto for how much they slighted them in coverage this season. It worked out the steal.
Yeah, it's an ESPN sponsored.
We need to get Adam hopes. Silver on guesting on this next podcast. You do?
I think that's realistic. So stay mm-hmm. tuned, folks. Dunk contest. Aaron Gordon not in it. Donovan Mitchell replacing him. Dennis Mitchell, Victor Oladipo, Larry Nance. I don't think Larry Nance's dunks are going to translate very well because I just think he dunks over dudes without much sort of flair or pizzazz. It's just sort of power. And I don't think his dunks are going to look as cool when there's not a dude getting, you know, humiliated underneath him. Thoughts?
Well, he could always bring out a dude to get humiliated. I know this is a long shot. My dark horse is his dad. Dunks over his dad.
That would be fun. That would be really cool. I don't know if, like, that seems dangerous. I don't know how old his dad is.
He seems to respect his dad too much. Like, I just saw a story about how his dad is desperately trying to get his son to take his number with
yeah.
Cleveland, even though like retired. But Larry's like, no, I don't want to do it out of respect to you. So there's no way he dunks on his dad then. Rule that out.
My dream, and obviously it'd be like much more thematic if Giannis was in the dunk contest, but I want someone to put on a Tim Hardaway Jr. jersey and replicate the dunk over Tim Hardaway Jr. Maybe just pull out Tim Hardaway Jr. and just have like, I don't know who would have, like, none of these guys are like really big, but like have, maybe have Larry Nance just dunk over a dude wearing a Tim Hardaway Jr. in the jersey in the same fashion in which Giannis dunked over Tim Hardaway Jr. in a game.
Pull someone out of the skills challenge, I'd say.
Yeah. Pull out Lowry and then just, yeah.
Yeah. Or get Dinwiddie, you know, he's the youngest guy that, you know, they're. He's just going to be picked on by everyone.
Yeah. Or just pull up Neil Aquino from the Rising Stars. He's already got the Knicks jersey on, yeah.
I love it.
He was yes. He was there in the house. He knows where exactly mm-hmm. to stand.
All right, so who's your favorite here for the dunk contest?
I think Dennis Smith Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like he, really seems like he cares about it the most.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Oladipo, like, he didn't impress me. He had a cool 360 dunk when he did it before, but that was it. Like, he only had the one dunk.
He did one recently in game, I think. I mean, it was, like, on a, like, fast, like, total fast break where, you know, you could just, like,
yeah.
kind of walk up to the hoop and do it, but...
Right.
I think he has a combination of creativity and power. You know, I still think about the one oop, alley-oop, half-court alley-oop in college that he almost had.
Right.
Like, just a massive tomahawk and just bounced off the back of the rim.
I need him not to sing again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. Yeah, I don't know.
Or pick something better to sing to.
Yeah.
Maybe my choice here. Recreate the – bring out someone who is the Tyra Banks of today and just recreate Kobe's rap from, what is it, 2000 or whatever. Exact same lyrics and all.
That's an idea. It's certainly, certainly an idea.
I mean, it's in L.A., so the Mamba will probably be in attendance.
Oh God!
it's gonna be insufferable.
Just nauseating. Yeah. What are your thoughts on Donovan Mitchell? Because I feel like he like kind of like Nance, like good in game dunker. I don't know if he has like the sort of flair.
Mm.
I feel like Dennis Smith on a bad team has just been able to like workshop shit and practice all season long.
That's true. Donovan Mitchell was a later replacement too, so I don't know if he's
yeah.
Have any much ideas. No, and the Jazz don't really seem to have anyone who be there to like give him good dunk ideas and stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
If Joe Ingles going to be coaching Donovan on how to dunk, like it's not happening here.
Yeah. So yeah, you taking Dennis Smith too?
I'm taking Oladipo. Honestly, all right. You know, I'm giving him a chance of redemption.
Fair enough.
You know, he's learned. He's he's come so far since, what is it, 2014 or 2015?
Yeah.
You know, if he can be an actual all-star now and, like, ditch being a bad player, he can also ditch the singing and whatever shtick that messed him up last time.
Yeah, maybe he's learned the veteran experience.
Don't discount that.
I'm kind of happy Aaron Gordon's not in it again, just because, like, how much more stuff can he really have?
Yeah.
I mean, like, why tarnish a beautiful... I mean, he already kind of did it last season. He wasn't bad last year, but he was not 2015 or 2016.
I think... I hope they bring him back next year. I mean, assuming LaVine is healthy again next year, they bring them both back.
That would be cool for, like, the three-peat. Mm. Yeah, that'd be cool. But,
yes. Although, they're probably going to do some dumb shit to mess up the dunk contest, like make it a tag team thing instead of like by conference. And they're going to pair them up together.
I hated the stupid team dunk contest that robbed Terrence Ross of his title defense. It's garbage. Trash. On that note, go ahead.
Speaking of like Raptors in the dunk contest, I guess I remember Blake Murphy wrote a piece this week of throwing it back to 2011.
Yes.
And since you've got two current Raptors in that dunk contest, what are your quick thoughts on that? I don't want to keep it too long.
Yeah, no, read the piece from Blake Murphy on UpRocks. Excellent on the 2011 dunk contest. DeMar's first dunk was just, it was Zach Levine-esque, like in terms of the athleticism and in terms of just like the smoothness with which he did it, the height that he got on it. It was really great. And then Ibaka, yeah, I think Blake is totally right in saying Ibaka got robbed for people not thinking the biting the stuffed animal off the rim was like impressive or anything. That's significantly more impressive than Gerald Green blowing out the candle, I think.
Like this. I just remember hating that kid he had out there. I mean, I know, just a little kid, and you know, he seemed like a cute kid. He was like 5 years old, but and I don't hate kids normally, but something about that guy just rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know, it was like the leather jacket, the whole greaser look he was going for. It's like I don't want this kid to be happy. I don't want Ibaka to make this kid happy.
The only young kids I hate on a basketball court are the ones who sing the anthem. They are miserable. Like, anytime there's a choir singing the anthem, I am out of there. But no, actually, my favorite part of that kid is, like, Cheryl Miller just, like, manhandling him. just, like, whipping him around like a little doll.
So it was a great dunk contest. I mean,
it was.
I still stand by JaVale got robbed. Like, even
JaVale got robbed. Ibaka's free throw line dunk is so slept on. Like, a 7-footer should not be able to do that. And it was, like, a legitimate free throw line dunk. Like, maybe the most free throw line dunk that's ever been done.
Like, yeah, and I remember just watching the one that where he had to duck his head under the backboard while dunking it over his shoulder. That was, and then, like, you know, the two hoops at once, like, that, just unbelievable stuff, man. I was really disappointed, like, because I thought DeAndre had something like that in him, too. Mm-hmm. And he just did not seem to come prepared last season, you know?
Yeah. I also think another underrated big guy dunk is, I didn't like Dwight Howard's dunk contest, and the one that he won on where he, like, threw it into the net, like, that's not a dunk. But the one where he put the sticker up on the backboard, that was pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm. Right, he put it, like, almost at the top, right?
Yeah, he just, like, reached up as far as he could, and it was, like, a sticker with his face on it, like, smiling, mm-hmm. and a stupid Dwight face. But, like, I thought that was cool. It's, like, the most endearing Dwight's ever been.
Yeah. All right, so should we move on to the actual All-Star game? How much time we have left?
Oh, I forgot that's a thing. I don't really care about the All-Star game. I think Kyle and DeMar are going to be kind of an integral part of Team Steph, because I don't think Team Steph... I think LeBron's team is like loaded with gunners that are going to shoot for MVP, and I think there's going to be some strife there between KD and Russ and Kyrie. Like, I don't think they're going to... I think Team Steph's going to win because it's going to be more cohesive.
I agree. I felt that way, like, even when the rosters first came out. But unfortunately, we're going to see the Team LeBron injuries used like Cavs fans were after 2015.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If only Kevin Love and John Wall and Kristaps Porzingis and whoever the other guy is were healthy.
Yeah, this is going to severely tarnish the reputation of LeBron James. I don't really particularly care about the All-Star game itself.
Now, just on the note. Yeah. Do you think Boogie was the guy in the three-point shootout photo?
Oh, that could be. No, I don't think they would put him in, actually. That seems unrealistic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bigs kind of are discriminated against in the three-point contest. They don't really get to be in it all that much.
Sometimes
they should be more.
Like, one in, right?
As yeah. It's like
And you know, he's been fun this year. He's like been shooting enough threes that he'd probably get some notice.
Yeah.
Some be like, oh, let's put him in there.
I just want a 3-point contest with all bad shooters. I think that'd be far more compelling. Just get
Who'd you put in there? Just your top three picks. Run through them.
Like Lance Stevenson, Andre Drummond, and Ben Simmons. Force him to take a three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go Andre Roberson.
Yes.
Assuming he's healthy here. Who else?
Tony Allen.
Dwight out. Although I think that might just be unwatchable in a bad way.
Yeah.
Dwight in there. And I'm sorry, man. Pascal.
That's great. I'm down for Pascal. That's fine. He's very bad at 3-point shooting. It's still fun when he does it.
It's fun. Huh?
All right, man. I got to get
Brian
going.
Running
I gotta...
back into the paint to get his own miss.
Yeah.
Before realizing he can't do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I got to cut this short. This has been really fun, but
it's okay.
To go do some PA for some local university basketball. So
We got the celeb game. We got the skills challenge.
Yeah.
What else do you need to hear,
guys? We're
doing
the important things. Thank you for coming on, man. Aditya, do you have anything you want to plug right now?
Just Clips Nation. Shout out to Lucas Hahn, Robert Flom, our podcast, you know, Locked On Clippers, and The Lob, The Jam, the podcast. Clips Nation SBN on Twitter. You can follow me at Brown is the Night. I'm like locked right now for job reasons, but you know, I'll accept follows or won't look at them for 2 weeks and forget about it. By the way, you'll win. So what about you? You got anything to plug that you haven't already plugged on your own podcast?
Oh yeah. Not really. Podcasts. If you're in the greater Hamilton area, come see McMaster basketball tonight or tomorrow. That'd be fun. They're really good right now. They've won four in a row. They're going to make the OUA West playoffs. That's fun for everybody. Other than that, yeah, that's about it. I'll be back again next week. There'll be another trivia episode coming up on Monday. I'm thinking Monday or Tuesday. There's a holiday on Monday, so I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to work around that. But there'll be another trivia episode coming very soon where I think Lucas is actually going to be up pretty soon for his second round matchup after somehow winning in the first round.
Let me know when he goes so I can root against him.
Yeah, for sure. He's up against Josh Lewenberg, who's a goddamn juggernaut, so there's no way he's getting out of the second round. But it was a nice story while it lasted.
Cinderella run right there.
Yeah, and until then, you can subscribe to, rate, review the podcast on iTunes, leave a rating, all that good stuff. It takes no time at all, and it's very helpful, makes us more popular, strokes my ego, all the stuff I've said 279 times already before on this podcast. Aditya, thanks for coming on, man, and enjoy All-Star weekend, everybody. It's certainly a thing. We'll talk to you next week with another episode of Lockdown Raptors.
Go Team Clippers.